Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
This video is called New Levels, New Devils. All right. And listen, I heard that phrase the other day. I thought it was fantastic. But a lot of people say that they want to level up. They say that they want to reach a new level. What they don't understand is that there are new devils at new levels. What do I mean by that? Sometimes people say, does it ever get easier? Does it ever get easier? You know, you're an entrepreneur, you're out there, you're making it happen. Does it ever get easier? Well, here's what I think. I think in some ways it does get easier. Because in the very beginning, when you start out as an entrepreneur, you are literally deciding between making your first sale and quitting. I mean, that conversation happens in the beginning often. And you kind of think, do I have what it takes? And all these things come up in your mind. And it's all new. It's all fresh. Now, hopefully, as an entrepreneur who's been out there for maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, who knows, maybe a decade, maybe two decades, you don't wonder those initial things any longer, but your devils are at a new level. Meaning it's not just, hey, is anybody going to buy? But hey, it might be, we're going to launch a new suite of products. Is it going to tank? Or you know what, instead of running that first Facebook ad for a dollar or $5 a day, maybe it becomes $5,000 a day. In other words, it's always fresh, it's always new, it's always a challenge. If you don't want to have a new challenge, get out of the game. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You're never going to be sitting on this beach where you have this, you know, lemonade, this hammock, and you're just chilling in the ocean, and that's what it is forever and ever and ever. If that's what you want, you're in the wrong game. Because all the studies show that a life without purpose is no fulfillment at all. In other words, you don't want to achieve this place where you simply do nothing. I mean, why would that be the goal? The goal for me is not to simply retire and then do nothing. Somebody end my life if that's the situation. In other words, if I'm just chilling and doing nothing and not contributing to God's master plan or igniting souls, to me that's not a fulfilling life. What I think is fulfilling is reaching new levels. And obviously with new levels, as I mentioned, come new devils. The point is, you need to stretch, you need to grow. That's the exciting thing with this game. It's truly a adventure. It's truly a test of limits. And listen, some people, they just want to stop. They want to create a self-managing business and just chill and do other things. That's fine. Other people want to sell their business someday. That's cool too. I'm just telling you the conversation that happens inside my mind most days. It's not to quit. It's not to wonder if I have what it takes. It's literally to ignite more souls. That is the fuel. That is the goal. That is the mission. That is the adventure. That is the excitement. So my challenge to you today is, look, whether you have that initial level that you're just trying to get to, start a website, or try to create an MVP, a minimum viable product, or you have your first webinar, or maybe your millionth webinar, return to your roots, have fun, and remind yourself why you're even doing it. Because if it's not fun anymore, then you know what? Pursue something else. Because I believe that a master in the art of living, as L.P. Jack said, knows no distinction, no sharp distinction between work and life, labor and leisure, education and recreation. Rather, that person simply pursues their vision of excellence and leaves others to determine whether they're working or playing. To themselves, they always appear to be doing both. That's the excitement. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Get to that new level, expect that new devil, and roll up your sleeves because it's an adventure. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.